Go ahead and turn to Luke chapter 10 and mark your places there. Luke chapter 10, we'll start in verse 38. Mr. Attorney, I want to welcome you. It's good to be with you this morning. Good to get to spend this time together. I want to look at a story from the life of Jesus this morning, there in Luke chapter 10. A story that's all about priorities. So let's start in verse 38. Now it happened as they went that he entered a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha welcomed him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary, who also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. But Martha was distracted with much serving. And she approached him and said, "Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to serve alone? Therefore tell her to help me." And Jesus answered and said to her, "Martha, Martha, you are worried and troubled about many things. But one thing is needed, and Mary has chosen that good part, which will not be taken away from her." This is a study that every disciple of the Lord needs. I think this is one of those that often gets taught in women's classes, and that's good. But women don't just need to hear this. Every disciple of the Lord needs to hear this and understand the importance that's being placed on having the right priorities and being aware and wary of distractions. Jesus is a master teacher. We've seen him teach whole multitudes, but then at the same time, we've seen the other side. He teaches one woman at a well. Well, he's going to teach here in the house of his friends. Turn to John chapter 11. Mark your places there in Luke 10. We'll come back. But in John 11, the first thing before we come back to that story, what I want us to do is just establish the faith of Mary and Martha. In verse 5, we're told something about this family. Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. He loved this family. They are sisters. Lazarus is their brother. Many take it that he's their younger brother, the way that the names are often mentioned. They lived in the city of Bethany, which was on the southeastern slope of the Mount of Olives. It's about 2 miles from Jerusalem. And they are good friends of Jesus. We're not told how that friendship came about. But it shows up repeatedly, and it's just one more example to me of the humanity of Jesus. He died for all of mankind, but he had a closer friendship with some people than others, just like you and I do. And I think it's just more of that human aspect of him. There were some he was closer to his friends than others. John chapter 11, look at verse 21. Both Mary and Martha show incredible faith in the scriptures. John 11, Jesus comes to see them 4 days after Lazarus, their brother, has died. Verse 21, notice what she says. At verse 20, we'll start. Martha, as soon as she heard that Jesus was coming, went and met him, but Mary was sitting in the house. Now Martha said to Jesus, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died." What is she saying? "Lord, I know you have power over life and death. There's no question in my mind. If you had been here, you could have prevented him from dying. I know you have that kind of power." Look at verse 22. "But even now, I know that whatever you ask of God, God will give you. I wish you had been here. But even though Lazarus did die, I know that you're still close to God, and he'll answer whatever you ask of him. I know that he will." Verse 23, Jesus is answering her. He says, "Your brother will rise again." He knows what he's about to do. He's going to raise Lazarus from the dead. We know that. We've read this. But Martha misunderstands him. Look at verse 24. Martha said to him, "I know that he will rise again in the resurrection at the last day." I just want to stop and look. What wonderful faith. She has no doubt in her mind that her brother Lazarus, he'll be raised again in the last day. Oh, I know. I know. He's not gone forever. He'll be back, and then the last day, he's going to be raised up again. No question. And Jesus seems to say, no, that's not what I meant. He goes on to say, verse 25, "I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he may die, shall live. And whoever lives and believes in me shall never die." Do you believe this? Verses 25 and 26 are some of the best words that a dying Christian can hear and can read. You imagine, you know that your life in this world is about to end, and you're just reading through. You're just trying to keep yourself encouraged. Go to John chapter 11 and read 25 and 26. You are on your deathbed and you read this. Jesus said to her, "I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he may die, shall live. And whoever lives and believes in me shall never die. Do you believe this? Can I say, I do. I do believe that, Lord. What an incredible encouragement. And to her credit, what does she say? How does she respond in this? And I do think he's making a point here. Look, I'm not just some prophet who's close to God. I'm not just some holy man that God listens to. He's saying, I am deity. I am the Son of God. I am resurrection. Do you believe this, Martha? Yes, Lord. I believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, who has come into the world. You're the one we've been waiting on. What incredible faith that we see in this woman. You're the one that the prophets told us about. So keep that in mind, because when we read Luke 10 by itself, we might kind of blast Martha a little bit. Be like, oh, Martha, get your act together, woman. You should know better. Jesus is in there. Did she have great faith? This is a good woman. This is one of Jesus' close friends. A good woman. So keep that in mind. Mary, too, had some wonderful faith. She is different from her sister. We'll talk more about that in just a second. She shows her faith through her actions, not so much through the words as Martha might. Chapter 12. Turn over one page or so. Maybe in your same opening there. John chapter 12. We're told this is 6 days before the Passover. Jesus came to Bethany, where Lazarus was, who had been dead. Of course, he's raised him. There they made him a supper, and Martha served, but Lazarus was one of those who sat at the table with him. Then Mary, verse 3, took a pound of very costly oil of spikenard, anointed the feet of Jesus, wiped his feet with her hair, and the house was filled with the fragrance of oil. When you remember this, she comes in, and she apparently doesn't say a thing. She takes this very, very precious oil and she just anoints him with it. Of course, Judas, he's upset about it. Oh, he's griping, verse 5. Oh, why was this not sold for 300 denarii and given to the poor? And then the Holy Spirit makes the comment through John here. He didn't care about that. He was a thief. He used to steal. That's the only thing going on there. But look at what Jesus says. This is much more important. Verse 7, let her alone. She has kept this for the day of my burial. She is anointing me for my burial. She has done this great, great thing. Does that take some faith? You ever thought about the fact that if she put this off a week, it would have been too late? She wouldn't have had the opportunity like she does. Here is her chance to do good for the Lord. And this woman of faith does it. And I wonder, how many days do I have left to do good for the Lord? How many times do I miss it? I say, you know, I need to get around to doing this, and I was going to do this. I'm going to run out of days eventually. I better take advantage of them now while I have those opportunities. Mary took advantage of the opportunities. Easy to see why the Lord loved both of them. So when you look at their personalities, Martha, she's always busy. If something needed to be done, she immediately gets after it. She's more vocal than her sister, it seems. Mary, she's quieter, maybe a little more contemplative. Her reaction to Jesus' arrival is much more emotional than Martha's. If you go back to John 11, verse 32, when Mary came to where he was, she fell down at his feet saying to him, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. So there's a difference in personality between these two women. But here's a question. Do we appreciate both of them? Because I have brethren that are going to have personalities like one or the other and a million different other personalities. Do I appreciate both? Do I see how both can be powerfully useful in the kingdom of the Lord? They both can. Jesus loved both of these women. Now go back to Luke chapter 10. We, similarly, are not all the same. We've got different personalities and different traits. But all of us can be useful in the kingdom too. Now Luke 10. Verses 38. Through 42 that we read, I want us to note both of them are honoring Jesus here. They're just doing it in two different ways. Mary is honoring him by sitting at his feet and listening to him. She is just soaking up everything that the master teacher has to teach. Verse 39, she had a sister called Mary who also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. That's how Mary is honoring him. I will tell you, I believe Martha's honoring him too. I think she, again, catches a lot of heat in this story. But she's honoring him as well. Is she not? She's honoring him as a guest in her home. And here's the thing. Go back up to verse 28. She's not doing this as some loathsome chore that she can't stand. I think I said 28, verse 38.